Thank you. It's always a privilege to be here with you.
谢谢你们，我实在是我的荣誉到你面前跟你们在一起。
And thank you for reading through Psalm 37 this morning, where our message is going to come from.
谢谢你们今天开始念了一些诗篇三十七篇，我们的讲道要在这上面。
Although I will not preach from every verse of the 37th Psalm, there are at least seven things that we will look at very quickly.
虽然我不会每一节都会讲，但是我们今天有七样事情我们要交通在诗篇三十七篇。
You remember several weeks ago when I was here that I was very passionate about preaching.
你知道几个礼拜前我在这里，我实在是对跟你们来分享神的话语非常非常的高兴。
And that is true today as it was when I was here a few weeks ago.
所以今天也是一样，就像我上次跟你们在一起，是非常的高兴跟你们在一起。
The Word of God is a guide for our lives as we live daily.
神的话是我们的引领。
My message, you will remember, a few weeks ago came from the book of Daniel.
前次我来说是我跟大家分享但以理书。
Let me take just a moment to review some things that I have continued to discover from the book of Daniel before I begin this morning's message.
在我讲到今天的交通之前，我愿意再讲几句话关于但以理书，上次继续下讲。
In the book of Daniel, there's at least 10 different types of things that we go through in life's experiences.
在这个但以理书，我们有十样东西在那里讲到。
In each one of those, they are things that we face in our life and our experience of being a people of Jesus.
在这个十样东西里，每一样都是我们今天在我们跟耶稣基督一起奔跑这个世界上路程所需要的。
You remember we talked about Daniel being a captive at the age of 15 years.
记得吗？但以理被这个便去抓到俘虏到巴比伦去的时候，他才15岁。
He was never to live in Jerusalem again or to be with his parents.
他从那个以后就没有在耶路撒冷再住过，而且跟他父母就分开了。
And yet he had an incredible trust in God.
但是他一直一直就是完完全全相信神。
And no matter what the test or the circumstance that came, he trusted that God would see him through each and every experience.
不管任何情形，任何的困难遭遇，他都是完全完全信靠神。
I believe that that's very true for us today as well.
我相信在今天，这是跟我们大家都是一样的，需要来信靠神。
Although we may not go through all the experiences that Daniel went through,
虽然我们没有像但以理那样是经过那一切的事情。
Each of us goes through various things in life that challenge us to trust God more and more.
在我们生命中间，我们仍然是要来依靠神。来信靠神带领我们该过世度再世度日。
Some of the things that we're going to look at very briefly this morning will remind us of how we need to trust God in every situation.
今天我们要在这里讲道里面的提到的，我们就要告诉我们怎么样子在今天来度过今世的日子。
In the chapter that you read this morning, the instruction that we have is don't worry about evil people and evil circumstances.
你知道在我们刚刚念那个诗篇三十七篇就告诉说我们不要为这些作恶的人心怀不平。
Again and again throughout the chapter, we're reminded that we need not fret or worry about those things that people do.
叫我们说英文说 fret not, 然后叫说我们就最主要的那些作恶的人不要管了，不要心怀不平。
And yet I'm well aware that there's not a day that goes by that we aren't aware of circumstances and evil things that happen all around us.
你知道吗？在我们人生中间，每一天都会遇到在世界上很多很多那些糟糕的事情在我们周边发生。
And yet the scripture is very clear for us this morning that says, "Don't worry about these things."
在这今天的诗篇三十七篇告诉我们说，不要心怀不平。
Oftentimes it's very hard though for us to put them aside when they come so close to us and affect us in so many different ways.
这些周遭发生的那些乌七八糟的事情在我们身边太近了，我们没有办法不去想到他们。
As we continue to look at the circumstances around us in our country, we're well aware that sin is all around us.
我们看到这个国家所经历的事情，我们知道说 罪在我们这个今天的完全占据了这个国家。
And Jesus came in order to overcome sin, not only in our life, but in the world.
这个耶稣基督到我们世界上来，不单单他战胜了这一切的罪，而且他也在整个世界他也战胜了。
So the first thing I would draw to your attention from this passage of scripture is, do not worry about evildoers or those things of evil that are around us.
就是要告诉我们说，我们不要那些行不义的人生出嫉妒，我们完全不要去。
So what are we to do?
那我们应该怎么做？
It's very simple because the next thing we find in this passage is we're to trust in Jesus.
简单的很，就是在圣经告诉我们说，我们应该完全要倚靠神。
The passage of Scripture says, "Trust in the Lord and do good."
而且告诉我们说，我们要倚靠神，而且要行义事。
In other words, it's simply giving up what we worry about and simply trusting God for everything.
叫我们不要为这些担心，简简单单就是完全要信靠神。
Let me see if I can give you a practical example.
让我给你一个很实在的例子。
Our family a number of years ago went on a vacation to Costa Rica.
我们家里面去度假到 Costa Rica 去度假。
One of the things that we discovered while we were there was that there was a zip line that went over the rainforest.
然后这个在我们在那去说，然后他说有 zip line 在那个雨林丛林，在这个热带的雨林在中间。
It was high. It was fast.
而且是非常高，而且过去了很快。
And you needed a lot of courage.
然后你需要很多很多的勇气。
Now the last person that I thought would ever go on the zip line was Martha.
我想，最后没有人都过去了，最不敢过去就是我太太。
But being the brave husband that I am, I said, Martha, you go first, and I'll follow you.
然后因为我是很勇敢的先生，我就说，哎，太太啊，你先去。
Now simply getting on the zip line was taking and putting a harness around you, and then attaching that harness. To this line that went across the trees high above the ground.
那个快速道就是完全要绑上那个带子，然后整个拉上那个带子，这样滑下去。
It wasn't until the first part of it that we gained the confidence that we didn't need to be afraid.
而且你是非常好吧，直到你已经滑了一下，就是哦，你实在不需。
We had to trust in the harness and trust in the guideline.
你知道我们可以把那个带子抓住，然后所以把绑的带子都是很使你很安全的。
And let me say that it was one of the most fun experiences that we've had in all of our vacations.
所以在我们到 Costa Rica 那个度假的时候，这个事情最么危险的是我们最觉得值得回忆的。
It didn't become a happy experience until we were fully at peace and willing to trust what they said would happen.
所以，这个让你这个所有的快乐，所有那些，到你一定要经过那个危险的下去试过以后，哦，你才说这实在是一个很好的经验。
Have you ever been in a swimming pool with a child who's standing at the top of the swimming pool?
你们有没有看到在这个游泳池的时候，一个小孩子在这个游泳池边上
？They want with everything they are to jump in.
他然后说他实在是想着跳到游泳池里面。
And you're standing in the water and you say, "I'll catch you, I'll catch you."
他在一直在那就想进去想不进去，然后一个人下来，我会接住你。
Go ahead and jump.
他跟我说跳。
And they, with great sense of, I'm not sure, they don't jump right away.
然后那个小孩子就那个吃住了半天，他那个又想下去又不敢下去。
But once you convince them that you're going to catch them,
一旦你跟他说不要，我会接住你。
And they jump into your arms.
他就跳到你的那个手臂里面。
From that point on, they want to do it again.
然后他说，他又上去再来一遍，在那边再来接我，再来我还要跳一遍。
Well, that's the same thing we have in this passage of scripture.
同样的，就今天我们在圣经上的这个经文告诉我们
，It says, "Trust in Jesus."
叫我们说完全要相信主耶稣。
In everything in your life, every day, in every circumstance, trust Him.
在你人生中间，在你这个生命中间，完全要依靠、相信主耶稣。
And He will see you through each and every circumstance.
他会带你经过这一切在生命中间的所有经过经历。
Whether it's a personal debt, whether it's a personal health issue, no matter what, we can trust Jesus to meet every need.
不管是你的金钱上的事情，或者你健康的问题，你知道，只要相信主耶稣，他完全可以把你带过去。
The psalmist David says, "Don't worry about all the evildoers, and trust in Jesus for everything."
就是说，那个在这个诗篇三十七篇作者大卫对。叫我们说不要对那行不义的在那里嫉妒他们。
The next word that I find in this passage that I want to draw your attention to is the word delight.
然后下面一个叫为乐，这两个字为乐，要以耶和华为乐，这个为乐。
Delight yourself in the Lord.
要以耶和华为乐。
Now some of you might be saying, what does that mean?
什么叫做为乐，以耶和华为乐？
Well, let me again be very practical with you.
让我来给你来一个很实在的，告诉你是什么意思。
Chances are this afternoon, a little later after lunch and other things, I'm going to take a little nap.
然后这个大概在这个中饭以后，我吃完饭以后我会睡一个午觉。
It's something that I've done for a lot of years, on Sunday afternoons.
在礼拜天下午，我已经多少年来，我都是吃过中饭，我会。
Because of church on Sunday morning and preaching and all of that, the afternoon comes, you just want to relax a little bit.
因为早上从八点半教会就开始，一直到这个到了下午吃过午饭的，我就想休息一下。
Now here's how it becomes very practical.
所以我告诉你一个实际的事情。
I'll lay down on the floor or lay down on the couch.
我就睡在这个这个沙发上面。
And as I begin to sleep, I begin to get a little cold.
然后我在开始睡觉的时候，我会觉得有点凉飕飕的。
And I'll grab the blanket that's there on the couch or on the floor.
然后我在地上或者在沙发上的那个毯子，我就抓过来。
And I'll wrap that around me very tight. I'll tuck my feet in, tuck my sides, my arms in, and the only thing that's hanging out is my head.
所以我就把这个毯子就裹得起，把我身上脚啊、手啊，统统裹住。唯一没有被裹住就是我头在外面。
I am delighting in the warmth of that blanket.
所以我以这个毯子为这个温暖的毯子为乐。
I'm delighting in the comfort of that nap.
我是。以这个让我有一个舒舒服服的午觉为乐。
And that's exactly what the psalmist David is saying here. Wrap yourself up in God's blanket.
所以这个大卫这个作诗的人告诉我们说，我们要以耶和华把我们全身都包住。
Delight yourself in Him.
我们要以这个耶和华为乐。
He will give you peace. He will give you rest. He will give you comfort.
他就会赐给你平安，赐给你那个舒适。
And having done that, I then know the peace of God that changes everything in my life.
所以那样做了以后，你就晓得说，哦，神的平安就会到你的心中了。
So the psalmist says, "Don't worry about all the evil things that are going on around you."
所以作诗人告诉你说，不要管那些不义的说的那一切的邪恶的事情，不要管他们。
Trust in Jesus for everything.
完全依靠耶稣在每一件事情上面。
Delight yourself in God's comfort and the peace that He brings.
要以耶和华为乐，让你的舒适，让你的平安都在主耶稣基督里面。
Notice the next word that we find in this passage. It's commit everything to God.
而且就要把你所心里所想的都交托给神。
Over the years that I have been privileged to be here to pray with you and to preach and share, many of you have shared some of the things that you have found necessary to commit to God.
所以我这么多少年来跟你们在一起，而且你们弟兄姐妹也给我交托了很多事情，你们人生中间你们依靠了神，经过那一切。
It's committing your family, it's committing your finances, it's committing your work, it's committing everything that is around you.
把你的家庭，把你的财务，把你的所有一切，把你整个的人生生活中间都完全交托给神。
You may remember that I've used this example before, what it means to commit everything to God.
我用这个事情来讲，做一个例子，什么叫做依靠，完全交托给神。
I hold in my hand the key that operates my car.
我在这里手上有一个我汽车的钥匙。
I'm in control of it at this point in time, am I not?
那是不是我在手上呢，就是完全控制住这个钥匙？
But the moment that I turn my hands over and I commit it to God's law of gravity, I'm no longer in control.
然后一放下这个钥匙，不是说完全是靠着神的地心吸力的律所控制了。
This is exactly what the Bible means when it says commit everything to God.
所以这就是说，不要在我手上就放到这样，让地心引力完全给神交托。
Now I have the power to pick it up again, don't I?
所以我可以有这个力气再把它拿起来。
And oftentimes that's what we do when we want to leave God out. We kind of take things back that He says we need to commit to Him.
常常我们就是说我们要把完全交托给神，结果我们又把钥匙又拿回来，还放在我们手里。
Brothers and sisters, what God wants from us is hands off.
神告诉我们说。弟兄姐妹，他要把手完全放下，完全依靠他。
Delight in him，
而且以他为乐。
And commit everything unto him，
把所有的事情交托在他手中。
No matter what it may be， we can trust God and we can commit it to him。
我们就完全交托给神。
The last word I would draw to your attention this morning，
最后一句话我在这里要跟弟兄姐妹分享。
Is that we need to wait patiently on God？
我们要在这里很。有耐心地等候神。
I don't know about you, but oftentimes in my prayer, I say, God, can you give it to me right now, today?
常常我不晓得你们怎么，常常说，主啊，我们要你给我，就是在今天就要你给我了。
And oftentimes, God simply says, wait.
常常就会说，你要耐心地等候到神说，稍微等一下。
Says, wait patiently.And I will give you the desires of your heart.
第七节说，你要耐心地等到，然后我就把你心中想的交托给你。
I was thinking of this in terms of two people in particular.
我在这里讲到就想到两个人，特别。
Forgive me, but I don't remember the sister's name. But she always sat in the first row in that end seat right over there.
那个姐妹是在第一排坐在那里的。一位老姐妹
The desire of her heart was to be home with Jesus.
那位老姐妹的心情就是说，她愿意跟神回到神家里去。
And I remember a few months ago when you had a service to honor her and to celebrate her life.
我记得前几个月我们在这里来为她做追思纪念。
And the celebration was totally because she waited patiently on God to say it's time to come home.
而且我们知道。那位老姐妹她是很耐心地等到神把她最后带到神面前去。
And she entered into the presence of her Savior.
然后她到神的面前她的主的面前去了。
And at that moment, everything changed.
到那个时候所有的事情就不一样了。
Old age was gone.
所有的年龄的这个限制都没有了。
A new life was given.
一个新的生命给了他。
In the presence of God forevermore.
在神的面前是永远的生命。
And to live with Him eternally.
跟神在一起。
And to know that someday we too will be able to share.
知道吗？
Again.
有一天我们也会像他一样的，是跟神在一起了。
Just a few weeks ago now, Billy Graham, who was an evangelist.
这个美国的布道家。Billy Graham, 格里汉牧师
who talked about hope,
他给我们讲到希望
who talked about trusting Jesus and committing your life to Jesus.
我们要相信神，完全把我们生活交托给神。
And at 99 years, he entered into the presence of his Savior.
在他99岁的时候，他就跟到神面前去了。
His prayer over those last years was, Lord Jesus,
他的去年
bring me into your presence.
他说神啊
And it wasn't until God's timing, at God's place, that took place.
等到神的时间，神的地方，神把他带到神的面前去了。
Brothers and sisters, the passage of scripture this morning is very
simple.
The simplicity is simply don't worry about the things around us. Trust in Jesus, He's going to take care of them.
只要相信神，他完全能够照顾你。
Wrap your life up in His security.
把我们自己包在他的这个平安的里面。
Commit everything to Him.
把我们所有事情都交托给他。
And wait patiently on Him.
然后我们要耐心地等候他。
What tremendous peace and comfort that brings to us.
使得那么大的这个平安，那么大的这个舒适在他的里面。
I recently read the story of a young lady who had been burned very severely.
故事，一个年轻的 lady， 一个女士，她被火烧了。
Her face and her arms were scarred badly.
她的脸，她的手背都被烫到了。
When people would come around her,
当这个他们在他在一起的时候
，at any given point, they would fringe at the ugliness that they saw.
到他面前就看到这个他的脸，看到的时候都觉得说哇，哎呀，很糟糟的那样子。
But in the story, it tells about how she fell in love with a gentleman who was blind.
而且在这个故事里面告诉说这个。女士跟一个瞎眼的人恋爱起来了。
There was a great love for her.
这个是那么大的。
When he would touch her arms or her face, he would tell her how much he loved her.
当那个瞎的眼睛是碰到、摸到她的脸、摸到她的手上，说：“我还是深深的爱你。”
Although he had never seen her, it's only through the touch that he was able to express his love.
虽然这个盲人没有看过他，他看不见他，但是他的跟他的交往就是用他的手去完全感觉到。
The story that continues to be told is that he had been taking some tests for his eyesight.
然后这个故事一直下去，这个瞎眼的人去做他的视力的测验。
And the doctor said to him, I think that we can do something that would restore your eyesight.
那个医生跟他说，哎，我们可以做些事情，可能你会使你的视力恢复。
He told his wife about the fact that he was very excited that the doctor had given him the news that maybe he would be able to see again.
所以他非常惊奇地跟他的太太说，啊，你知道那个医生跟我说，我的视力可能有恢复的日子。
She was happy for him.
然后他的太太当然很高兴，为他的先生可以恢复。
But she wasn't enthusiastic.
但是他虽然很高兴，他并不是那么的向往。
And so he said to her, "You have never lied to me. Why are you not telling me the truth now?"
然后他就说：“你从来没有给我说过话，为什么你不直接告诉我这回？”
And she said, "I'm afraid that if you were to see me, that you would not love me anymore."
他就说，当你看到我说，可能你不会像你没有看到我的那样子的一样的爱，还爱我。
And he said to her, "I love you so much."
然后这个他的先生跟他说，我是深深的爱着你。
I will choose to be blind the rest of my life.
我情愿让我的眼睛不要再看见。
My friend, there is no greater love.
我朋友们，你知道吗？我们爱有比这个更大的吗
？And that's the love that Jesus has for us.
这个爱就是耶稣的爱，在我们身上也是一样。
He sees our sin, our ugliness.
耶稣看见我们的罪，看见我们的丑陋。
He offers to us a way in which we can live in peace with Him.
然后他又给我们上，使我们能够跟他很。在主里平安地过着。
And he simply says, "I will love you until I bring you home into my very presence."
耶稣基督给我们讲说，他永远是爱着我们，直到他一直爱到我们跟他在一起的那日子。
His love is everlasting.
他的爱是永远永远无止境的。
And his love goes through every circumstance and every situation.
他的爱是在所有的情况，所有的这个环境。
Jesus simply says to each and every one of us today,
今天耶稣基督给我们每一个人在这里讲。
No matter what burden, no matter what situation you face today,
不管你的负担是什么，不管你的这个情况是什么。
I love you,
我爱你。
And I will love you everlasting.
我会永远的爱你。
Just trust me.
你就要相信我。
As we sang earlier, trust and obey.
就像我们今天唱的。
For Jesus is the only way.
Trust and obey, 信靠顺服。
Amen.
Amen.